Over the last 2,000 years, many more chemical weapons have been developed, from tear and mustard gas, which was used during World War I, to the more recent civilian sarin attacks, including in Tokyo. I spoke to Dr. David Jett, director of the National Institute of Health Counteract Research Program in America.
In the 1995 attack, there was a terrorist organization called Aum Shinrin-kyo that released sarin nerve gas. In the Tokyo subway, thousands were exposed. It resulted in many short and long-term, really debilitating effects and even 12 deaths. I think one of the most disturbing results of this attack, there are long-lasting neurological and other kinds of effects showing up even today in some of these victims. We're concerned about reducing some of the long-term kinds of effects.
And there's been reports, even in the last few months, of gases being used in Syria on civilians. So how can you research into the type of thing that we can do to help protect people against such chemical warfare?
Yeah, as it turns out, we have a couple of drugs that are used that work pretty well for these types of compounds. And we are developing more effective drugs that can save lives, prevent some of the seizures and paralysis caused by these compounds by blocking receptors within the body and so forth. There's been some reports that some of the physicians that treated folks in Syria themselves got sick, and some even died because of some of the off-gassing from these victims. And so that's another concern. How are we going to decontaminate not only a site, but also some of the victims so that medical personnel can treat them?
Scientists, if they are developing a chemical that's used as a pesticide, for example, and then it turns out that somebody starts using it in warfare to kill people, civilians, how much do you think science should be accountable for this type of thing? And is there anything that a research scientist should be aware of, should have to take some responsibility for?
Yes, that's an excellent question. And in fact, that's what happened with our organophosphorus nerve agents. And Gerhard Schroeder was working on these as pesticides. And once they found out that they are very toxic to humans under the, this is during World War II, under the German military, developed these into even more toxic nerve agents. And what we have in place, at least here in the U.S., is we have lots of policies under what we call dual-use research. When you are working on something like a very toxic chemical or a very potent biological agent that could be developed into some sort of chemical weapon, you have to be very, very careful about how you conduct that research and the kind of information you disseminate about that research.